97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, Les. How you doing, pal?
I'm fine, Joe. Sorry about all
that. No, that's all right. My question was, what emotions does that video bring out in you?
Yeah, I was just kind of sickened by it. I didn't understand. I was saying, you know, obviously I've never been a police officer, but I didn't, kneeling on the guy's neck for nearly 9 minutes, you didn't see him, you know, thrashing around or trying to get up or anything like that. What was the purpose? Why not just put him in handcuffs and,
which I think he was. I think he was in handcuffs. And I don't get the purpose either. What do you need to kneel on his neck for? He's already on the ground face down.
It was so weird. The guy was, you know, he's sitting there with his
hands
in
his
pockets, kind of gazing off into the distance. Like,
right.
You know, like, it was one of the strangest things I've ever seen. At some point, I guess we're going to hear this police officer's explanation. I can't imagine there's one that makes any sense, but I just don't get it. And the three other guys standing around, didn't they want to go off and do something else at some point rather than watch this guy,
right,
you know, pin a man down by the neck for 9 minutes? I mean, the whole scene was surreal.
Bizarre. Just totally bizarre. Now, your article focused on, you know, Carson Wentz came out, and I read the tweet yesterday, and then Zach Ertz did the same thing. Which is good. I like the fact that they did that. You did allude to the fact that Carson Wentz has never really taken sides on a controversial issue, and he certainly didn't 4 years ago either. And he didn't do it Monday either. He waited a few days, maybe, for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm not Carson Wentz, but, you know, the optics of it looked like, well, the riot started to develop, and then he came out and said something. But again, never too late to do the right thing. He stepped up. He said some things. What did you think about his tweets and the fact that he was willing to take a side?
Yeah, the most remarkable thing about the tweet to me, Joe, was you could tell it was in Carson's words. You know, it wasn't something that a publicist or an agent, you know, typed up for him and he tweeted. You could see him kind of grappling with this. And I just thought it was notable in that he is the white quarterback from North Dakota who leads a very much predominantly black locker room. Mm-hmm. And I've never bought into the idea that there were huge problems with Carson Wentz's leadership,
right,
but I do think that's when you're in that situation, it's a factor in your dynamic, your conversation with your teammates. And I think it was good for him to sort of acknowledge that, really, for the first time. I think in the past he's been advised to steer clear of any controversy, to not be, you know, in any way a divisive figure, or you know, he just hasn't he taken any sort of stance on anything that could be at all, you know. I'm not sure that in America right now in 2020 you can do that and lead black players, you know. I thought it was a good thing that he did. I wasn't surprised that he framed what he said in his religious beliefs. I think that's the heart of who he is in a lot of ways. I was glad he did it, and I think that nothing bad will come of it, certainly.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you think, and I think to quote you, it was a big step. Do you think it was a big step in him being, you know, the captain, the leader of that locker room? And how much do you think it will actually help him with his teammates inside that locker room?
I think a lot, but it's really hard to say until they're actually together, and we don't know what all is going to happen here as we continue through this situation. But I definitely think I saw some tweets from teammates and ex-teammates who were very glad to see this and took it at face value. They didn't see it as anything, you know, cynical or trying to curry favor. I think they read it the way I did, that he was grappling with this. And, you know, I think it's a good thing. I don't know how much it will, if there are things that need to be changed. I'm not sure in the locker room how much this will really do it. I think you have to continue that conversation. But, you know, I think it's, I didn't see anything from anybody that thought this was, you know, not a great thing to do.
I agree. Again, never too late to do the right thing. And Carson Wentz spoke out. He was outspoken about the subject. We just had Tony Dungy on a little while ago, and he was asked a question. Does he think that athletes have a responsibility to speak out when things like this come up? You know, certainly, I mean, if he didn't believe in the cause, then I don't expect him to say anything. But if he does believe in a cause, I don't see why he wouldn't. Does he have a responsibility because he's got such a big pulpit and a big forum and a big audience to speak out on behalf of what's going on in America right now?
I guess he does. I can understand him not feeling that that's his wheelhouse. I don't think every player has to be like that. There are people who just don't have the words or the, you know, who aren't involved in things like that on an everyday basis. It just isn't part of their lives, and they don't need to force themselves to be someone they aren't. But if you're the leader of a team, again, in the NFL, I do think you have that responsibility, and I'm glad he's acknowledging it.
Yeah, I am too. I think that'll go a long way for him. Do you think that Carson Wentz will continue his plight, maybe his crusade, or is it a one and done? Because we had Marcus Hayes on, one of your colleagues, last night, and he said he wouldn't mind terribly, like, seeing some action out of some of these guys. You know, it's easy to put words on Twitter, but like Jalen Smith of the Celtics drove 15 hours to be part of a protest, and there's going to be rallies and protests in Philadelphia. Maybe, you know, Tobias Harris marched in a protest yesterday. Maybe, perhaps, he didn't demand it, but he said maybe perhaps seeing him be part of something like this. Now, I don't know if that's in Carson Wentz's, like you said, his wheelhouse, but does he need to do something like that to actually do, like Chris Long does? He donated all his $1 million a few a few years ago. Like, he does. He stood with Malcolm Jenkins. He made the shrine to Nick Foles. Would you like to see him be more of a doer?
Yeah, I guess I would. I don't know right now what form that would take. The protests at this point are becoming, you know, you know what happened in Philly last night, and it wasn't the result of the peaceful protests from the art museum yesterday afternoon, but I think, you know, I think you have to be real careful what you get involved in right now. But I do want to see him continue this, you know, wokeness or whatever you want to call it, going forward. I don't think he's in the area at the moment, you know, so that's one factor. But, yeah, I'd like to see, you know, he had the example of Malcolm Jenkins here for years. There was a downside to Malcolm for that, you know, for his advocacy over the years. There were a lot of people who were very affronted by his the way Malcolm tried to address racial healing. You know, if Carson becomes more outspoken on these issues and does join protests, I think there's going to be people who, you know, aren't happy about that. But it's not like Carson enjoys 100%. Unfiltered adulation anyway.
Yeah, true. That's true.
So, you know, I don't know if that's a big factor for him or not. This is kind of all developing as we go along here. I'm not sure I can really say what he ought to do going forward and what you know, what path he should take.
Well, it was a good start. Les, we always appreciate you coming on, pal. Thanks for hanging in there with us with the technical issues, and you have a great day, pal. We'll catch up with you soon.
You too, Joe. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Les. Les Bowen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.